Omicron revealed. Labs are scrambling to understand Omicron as it sweeps the UK.
With the Omicron variant surging across the UK, scientists at the University of Glasgow are racing to confirm in the lab what real-world data is already suggesting.
Omicron is able to escape far better the immune-induced by vaccination than any other variant.
It also appears to spread much more easily, but some indications are that it causes less severe symptoms.
We will possibly have 1 million people a day who are being infected in the UK. And even if it's a tiny proportion of that large number, that will still result in quite a large number of hospitalization.
Because the lab we're about to enter contains live samples of the Omicron variant, we have to be decked out head to toe in protective equipment and also sealed off with this respirator from any potential danger.
When the virus sample first arrived here 2 weeks ago, it came in a very small vial. It's been left to grow and multiply in this incubator since then. Now they finally have enough to experiment with. They've already noticed Omicron does not multiply as quickly as Delta. Under the microscope, the dark spots are cells Delta infected in 24 hours, but even after 48 hours, the Omicron variant has not spread nearly as far, a potentially encouraging sign.
It is slower in the lab, so and it doesn't seem to be killing the cells as the other variants, but this is all sort of in the lab, so question is now how does that translate into the actual patients?
And sometimes things behave differently in a lab than they would in real life.
Yes.
In the real world, new infections of Omicron are doubling in as little as 2 days in some parts of the UK.
There is a tidal wave of Omicron coming.
The government thinks that every infected person infects 3 to 5 others. One not yet peer-reviewed model suggests that in the worst-case scenario, more than half of the English population could be infected with the Omicron variant over the winter months.
It's probably the most significant threat we've had since the start of the pandemic.
In response, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is resorting to Plan B, reviving the indoor mask mandate and introducing a COVID passport for nightclubs and large events. But a vote this week to confirm the measure provoked a mutiny from within Johnson's own Conservative Party, passing only thanks to votes from the opposition. COVID passports are making life difficult for the unjabbed in places like Italy, France, Germany, and Austria. They're now required for everyday things like restaurants, public transit, going to work, or even leaving your house. Austria is making adult vaccinations mandatory. The new German chancellor is pushing for the same, but when Johnson suggested even a conversation about that in the future, it was publicly shot down by his own health secretary.
Although we've seen plans for universal mandatory vaccination in some countries in Europe, I will never support them in this country.
Instead, the government is resorting to a familiar approach. Personal responsibility.
I think people should prioritize what really matters to them and then cut down on the things that don't.
But with another record high of new infections Friday and the threat of rising hospitalizations, Johnson may soon need to convince a weary public to go along with even more restrictions. Unless some good news is discovered inside labs like this one. Scott McLean, CNN, Glasgow, Scotland.